listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are now going to start Matthew chapter 4. Last time we finished chapter 3, and we look at verse 16 and 17. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, the word said the Holy Spirit, like a dove, alighted upon him. And verse 17 tells us, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So we see the Father spoke from heaven, affirming his beloved Son, Jesus. His great pleasure was in the beloved Son, who voluntarily came to fallen earth to redeem sinful humanity. The Father is well pleased with his Son and the accomplishment he attained for us at the cross. People of God, fallen humanity now can be reconciled to God the Father by putting their faith in Jesus Christ the Son. So it is really a privilege to continue in the gospel writing. And as we know, Matthew, a Jew, wrote to the Jewish audience about the Jewish Messiah. So we are going to continue in chapter 4 of the gospel writings of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the truth, O God, of your word, which reminds us, Almighty God, of the sacrifice that you have made for us at the cross. And we pray today that we will not take it lightly, O God, but we, O God, will walk each day in humble adoration of your great name. Lord, we pray as your word come forth this evening, that we, O God, Almighty Lord, will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we will come to know and understand the power of the word, O God, that we will walk, O God, each day, O God Almighty, in victory, because we use the word, O God Almighty, to fight with. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will show us how to skillfully use your word, walking by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you have done, what you are doing, what you're about to do. And we pray, O God, Almighty Lord, for those that are saved, that they will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus, and that they will, O God, be changed by the renewing of their minds. Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you're doing in this season. And we thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we look to you and give thanks. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen, amen. So we continue in the gospel writings of Matthew chapter 4. The word said in verse 1, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So we see, people of God, after the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus after his baptism in the Jordan River, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, had to go through the same temptations that every human being would go through. He had to identify with us, people of God. But because he is fully God, he could not sin. So this shows that no man is exempt from the temptations of the devil. The devil is there, people of God, always tempting us, always testing us, always there harassing us. But we see, and we are going to see, the perfect example of Jesus, how he combated every plan, every temptation of the devil, and how we can emulate him, how we can copy him, how we can imitate him and walk in victory. Look at verse 2 of the gospel writings of Matthew chapter 4. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. So we see the enemy will come and attack us at our weakest point, people of God. So look at verse 3. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. The tempter, the devil, came to Jesus and wanted him to prove his divinity by commanding stones to become bread. This is showing us, people of God, that we must have the assurance of who we are in Christ, so that we do not have to try to prove who we are, but daily live a spirit-led life, and Christ will be manifested in our everyday life. So we see the tempter came to Jesus and wanted him to prove his divinity. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Look at verse 4. Look at Jesus' answer. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. So we see, people of God, the weapon that Jesus used was the word of God. And we have the word of God, children of God, to use as a weapon. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces asunder to the dividing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, according to Hebrews 4:12. So we see, children of God, that we have to use the word of God as well. Jesus, the Son of God, used the word of God to combat every testing, every temptation of the devil. So we see Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy 8:3. The word of God said in Deuteronomy 8:3, though he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So we see the devil lost in this area. So he came with another temptation. And people of God, we see where Jesus was tempted in the area of the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, and the devil lost in this area. So he came with another temptation. Look at verse 5 of Matthew 4. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So we see here, people of God, the devil himself quoting scripture. He was quoting from Psalm 91:11-12. The devil quotes scripture, people of God. So the devil took Jesus up to Jerusalem into the highest point of the temple. And again, the devil wanted Jesus to prove who he was, to prove his divinity by jumping off the highest point of the temple, to prove that he was truly God. The devil himself quote from the Old Testament scripture to tell Jesus that God will send his angels as he promised in his word to protect him from harm. People of God, we have to see the devil was using Jesus' own words back to him, but out of context. The devil is crafty, children of God. He is cunning. He will even use the word of God to convince us that what we are doing is right. Let us ask God for discernment and try the spirits to see if they are of God. So we see where Jesus was tempted in the area of the pride of life right here. The devil wanted him to jump off that high pinnacle to prove who he was. People of God, we don't have to prove anything to anyone. But look at what Jesus said in verse 7 of Matthew 4. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Look at it, people of God. Jesus' response was, it is written again. We should not get tired of fighting with the word of God. Jesus said, it is written again. So don't get tired of fighting with the word. People of God, it's the word that will offend the enemy and defends us. The word is both offensive and defensive. So Jesus never get tired of using the word. So we shouldn't get tired of using the word as well, children of God. Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, he used the word of God to combat all the evil devices of the enemy. So we have to use the word over and over again to combat the enemy. This is the only way we will walk in victory, children of God. So Jesus told him not to tempt or test the Lord your God. Jesus was quoting from Deuteronomy 6:16. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you have tempted him in Massa. And Jesus was referring to the time when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, and the people of God, the children of Israel, were murmuring there. And you can find that in Exodus 17:7. They were murmuring, they wanted water, and they were murmuring and grumbling against God. So they were testing God in the wilderness. And that is what Jesus was talking about here. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massa. So Jesus was saying that he was not going to test the hands of God to perform a miracle on his behalf. Jesus knows who he is and was confident in his divinity and his humanity. Jesus knows who he is. And he was confident in his divinity and humanity. He knows where he came from and he knows where he's going back. He knows, children of God. So he didn't have to prove anything to the enemy. It is showing us as children of God, we don't have to go around trying to prove anything. Let us just live the Christian life. Let us just live as God has called us to live, living by his word, walking in victory daily, and knowing that only by faith can we please God. The word said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we come, we must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we don't have to be trying to prove anything. Just live by faith. Trust the word of God. Live by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, our faith will increase, children of God. So we pray that our hearts will be right, so that the word will find that good soil in our hearts. So the word will germinate and our lives will be transformed. So look at verse 8 of Matthew 4. Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Look at what's happening, people of God. The devil took Jesus, who is the creator and owner of everything here on earth, took Jesus up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Look at verse 9. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. People of God, look at what is happening here. The devil said, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. People of God, the tempter, the devil, tested Jesus in all three areas that every human being is tested in. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And this started, children of God, in the Garden of Eden with the serpent and Eve. This started in the Garden of Eden, children of God, where we see that Adam and Eve were tested. And we see where they failed, children of God. So we are going to be looking at Genesis 3, verses 1 through 7. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 7. And we are going to see how, children of God, that the devil came and tempted the first man and the first woman that were here on earth. And they succumbed to the temptation. But we see here, they were tested in the same areas like Jesus was tested. So Genesis 3 verse 1 through 7 said, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, People of God, look on it there. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, that the lust of the flesh, and it was pleasant to the eyes, that's the lust of the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, that's the pride of life. She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, children of God. Their conscience were now alive. Their innocence were gone. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. So we see, children of God, how Adam and Eve failed in the Garden of Eden with the same type of temptation, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But we see, people of God, Jesus, who is the creator of the universe, who owns everything. The enemy was making promises to give him what was not his to give. We see the rightful owner of everything on planet Earth was standing right in front of him and was confident in who he is. So the devil is always looking for worship, children of God. The devil always looking for worship, and he wants us to doubt the word of God. And just as how he planted that seed of doubt in Eve's mind, so he wants us also as children of God to doubt the word of God. Did God really say so? Yes, he said so. And we must hold on to God's word and use the same plan that Jesus used, using the word of God to combat every testing, every temptation of the devil. So we have to use, oh, people of God, the word of God that is right here before us. Many of us have so many different Bibles, so many different translations. But where is the word? Is the word in our heart? We need the word of God in our heart that we can have the right response, people of God, when we are tested and when we are tempted. So we see, people of God, where the devil was looking for worship, but he always wants to be like God. That's the enemy. He always wants to be like God. But people of God, we see, as Isaiah spoke of him in Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, the word of God says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So we see, people of God, the devil is always looking for worship. He said, "I will be like the Most High." Verse 15, "Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit." And that's what the prophet Isaiah said about the devil. He will be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. So the devil is always looking for worship, children of God. The devil will always come with the temptation in the three areas that he tempted Adam and Eve in the garden. So let us be on the alert, children of God. Let us be vigilant. Let us be alert, and let us be looking out and know that God is calling us to be fortified in our minds with the word, that we can fight the enemy. We can use the word of God, people of God, to offend the enemy and to defend ourselves from him. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 4. "Then Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Deuteronomy 6:13, that's where Jesus quoted from. So Jesus did not only combat the enemy with the written word, but he drove him away. Enough is enough, people of God. We also have to learn to fight the devil with the word of God and drive him away from our lives. Sometimes we just sit and we just, you know, go through the defeats over and over and over again instead of running away the enemy. So Jesus did not only combat the enemy with the written word, but he drove him away. Enough is enough, people of God. We all have to learn to fight the devil with the word of God and drive him away from our lives. James 4:7 tells us, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word resist there means fight. Submit to God. First of all, we have to submit to the word. Submit to God. Submit to the word. And then we have the power to resist. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So people of God, because we haven't been using God's word, we find that we have been defeated over and over again. But God is calling the children of God to use his word and to fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. So we have to first be submitted to God's word according to James 4:7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Look on 1 Peter 5:8-10. 1 Peter 5:8-10, the word said, be sober. Be alert, church of God. Be alert, God's people. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Because your adversary, the devil, you have an adversary. He is your opponent. He is your enemy. He walks about like a roaring lion. He's no roaring lion. He's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, Peter said. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith. Fight him. Steadfast in the faith. That's the only way we can fight him, children of God. Being steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, verse 10, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So we see, people of God, these are war strategies that the Apostle Peter is showing us and telling us. To be sober, to be vigilant, be always alert and watchful, because the enemy, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So children of God, this is how we resist him. This is how we fight him, by being steadfast in the faith. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. This is our way of fighting him, of resisting the enemy, being steadfast in the faith. Look at verse 11. Of Matthew chapter 4. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Children of God, the devil left Jesus. Then the devil left him. He won't stay with us forever. Use the word and fight him, and he will have to flee. The devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. So we see, children of God, in this verse, we see the ministry of angels in the life of Jesus. So the angels are also sent to us, children of God, to minister to us who are heirs of salvation through putting our faith in Jesus. So we see, people of God, where the angels ministered to Jesus, and they are also available to minister to us who are the heirs of salvation. So we read in Hebrews 1:13-14, the word said, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits? Speaking of the angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? So the angels are ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister to for those who will inherit salvation. So children of God, we have the angelic beings who are willing and ready as the Father sends them to minister to us who are the heirs of salvation. Those of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we are the heirs of salvation. And the angels are available to minister to the heirs of salvation, just as they were available to minister to Jesus, children of God, as Jesus went through his times of testing. So we see, people of God, at the end of the testing, The angels came and ministered to him. And many times, children of God, as we go through life situations, we see where the Lord will send his angels to minister to us. The Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will bring that word of comfort, that word that will help us to live and to continue to walk faithfully, to endure hardship, and to be victorious in every area of our lives. So the Lord is reminding us today, children of God, just as the angels were available to minister to Jesus, so the angels are available as well to minister to us who are heirs of salvation. So once you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, we have now become heirs of salvation. We are now the children of God. As many as receive him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So as God's people of God, the Lord has given us all that pertains to life and godliness. He has given us everything that we need to live the Christian life right here on earth. And we are surrounded by him in every aspect of our life. So we need not be afraid. We need not be alarmed. When trials and testing come, let us go forth in the word of God. Use the word of God to combat every plans of the enemy, to combat every schemes of the enemy. We cannot fight without the word, people of God. The word of God is the sword of the spirit. So without the word of God inside of us, we cannot fight. We will be defeated, but we have to use the word. Speak it out. Speak out the word of God. And whatever the Lord has sent that word to, it will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he has sent it to, is what he sends the word to. So we have to now use the word of God that has been revealed to us, the word of God that is planted in our hearts, and we will walk in victory every day of our life. So as Jesus was victorious over the testings of the devil, so we also can be victorious. So people of God, we are going to stop here this week, and we are going to continue from verse 12 of the gospel writings of Matthew next week. God bless you, and we just thank God for all those who took the time out to hear the word of God, and we pray that we will start to use God's word, use the word of God to combat the enemy in every area that he comes against us. So we have victory in the name of Jesus, in the word, and with the power of the Holy Spirit in us. God bless you all. We are going to pray and close. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for the provision that you have made for us so that we can walk in victory right here on earth. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will continuously use your word, oh mighty God, your word which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word, oh God, which is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will use the weapon that you have given us and that we will walk in victory every day of our lives. Father, we thank you again for your people who took time out to hear your word. We thank you for the transformation that is coming to the body of Christ as we continue to practice your word. Lord, we bless you. We praise and honor and give you glory. As we pray and give you thanks, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to you all. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie.